Diary, February to March, 1898. February 23rd to March 12th, 1898. Wednesday, February 23rd, 1898. Stanmore. Left Kurenbong for Stanmore. We tarried at the mission house. We felt at home here. But I am very sorry to leave Sunnyside at this time, because I have a very large amount of writing to do and am perplexed to know how to find time to do it. I am very much perplexed in regard to my duty. Wednesday, March 9th, 1898. Orange Grove, Balaclava, Melbourne, Victoria. I was awake at 1 o'clock and expecting W.C. White would leave at 6 o'clock for Sydney. I wished to do some writing for him to take with him. My head was weary and would not work. At 3 o'clock I lay down and had a rest of 2 hours. In the morning learned he would not take the morning train, but go on the evening train. We had, W.C. White and myself, profitable conversation with brother and sister Robinson in regard to students attending our school. There are several favorable subjects we are considering. These souls must have some help to get through the next term of school, which we are sure will be profitable to all who shall attend. There will be those who have a good experience who will appreciate their advantages, but who cannot go without financial help, and this they must have. May the Lord give us wisdom to understand whom to favor who will make the most of this chance now offered them. The brother of Kuro, who has been a worthy young man, has recently embraced the truth. He was a captain in the Salvation Army. He is searching the scriptures most earnestly to make a laborer. He is studying for the ministry. He is desirous of attending the school this term at Kurenbong, but he had not the finances. We decided to help him, and he will go at once. He has been united with this tent effort and has accomplished good, doing all he was able to do. But he wants a further knowledge of the scriptures, and we feel an intense desire that he should have a chance. That case is settled. Sister Neil's case is settled, and the oldest daughter of Brother Prismal was considered, and a way opened for her to attend school. W.C. White visited the family yesterday and laid the case before the father. The result we do not know, but in these two cases, Sister Neil and Sister Prismal will act as teachers as well as learners, and will be connected with the school hereafter if they continue to advance. I have offered to carry through the school a fatherless lad of 13 years. The mother has embraced the truth. She is a widow, and the Wesleyan Church have helped her, but now refuse to do anything for her because she has embraced the Sabbath. She has a little daughter who is unable to walk, a sweet little girl of 9 years, who is helping her mother by making lamp mats. She has learned this, and when people understand her delicate situation, that she is confined to her couch, and that she is a sincere little Christian, they buy her pretty little mats. She has consumption of the bones and spine, and will never recover unless the Lord will heal her. The mother's eyesight is threatened. She has an ulcer on her eye. They are pitifully poor. This case must have help. The poor must not be neglected. They are blessed of the Lord, and we must bless them with our means to relieve their poverty. March 10th, 1898. Orange Grove, Balaclava, Melbourne, Victoria. I thank my Heavenly Father, I have slept well through the night. Went to my couch at 8:30 and awakened at 4:30. It is a beautiful morning, very quiet. Yesterday there was a strong wind all day. The dust was very disagreeable, and such winds are very trying to the tent. We did not expect much of a congregation. There were 30 persons, and the Lord gave me a message for them. I talked to them, did not give a discourse. We had no disagreeable accidents with the tent, notwithstanding the wind. One after another of the workers is leaving the mission house for Kurenbong. Brother and Sister Lacey left Tuesday in company with 2 young ladies, Sister Stearns and Sister Hubbard, for Kurenbong. Sister Stearns as member of my family to do my housework, and Sister Hubbard as a student of our school. W.C. White and Brother Piper left on evening train. Brother Piper has been connected with the tent labor, caring for the tent. Thus, the workers are scattering. Brother Kuro left for his home with expectation of attending the school, if possible. We have made it possible, so he will attend the school and will give God the glory that he has heard his prayer and opened the way.
We have just had a most precious season of prayer. The spirit of intercession was upon us that the Lord would water the seed that has been sown in this place.
Brother and Sister Robinson need encouragement. The Lord blessed us in our season of prayer. The workers here need wisdom and strength and grace to make the work perfect so it shall not ravel out. Much must be done to advance the work, but it is our close connection with God that will make us in mind and spirit and will like Him. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. He that believeth on Him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. John 3, verse 16 to 18. March 12, 1898. This morning I am very thankful to the Lord that He does give me strength to speak to the people. During the night, some things were opened before me which I must write.